Warning, it was Groundhog Day this week, and I feel like I've been living the same shit over and over again. So I'm a bit grumpy. Listener discretion is advised.
Florida man, Florida man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man.
Welcome to this week's Listener Stories mini episode of Florida Man. I'm Phil.
And I'm Joel, and this is the shorter version of our show where we read you the Florida Man type stories you, the listeners, have sent in from your part of the world.
News stories from your local area, personal stories where someone you know did something Florida man like, or things you have experienced where you encounter some dumbass or you were that dumbass.
And our email this week comes from our listener Erica, and she wrote, Joel and Phil, I literally laughed out loud when I read the headline, and I think you guys will too. Make sure you look at the picture of the assailant. She might live in Arizona, but she's a Florida woman at heart. Let this be a lesson to all that we must celebrate victories both large and small.
Sweet. Thank you, Erica. And this comes to us tonight from the New York Post.
Mm-hmm.
New York City. Arizona woman tries to set a boyfriend on fire for not celebrating her new subway job.
And
wait, what?
There's no subway.
There's no subway in Arizona.
No, but there is the Subway sandwich shop. That's a nationwide chain.
No. A woman in Arizona is facing serious charges after she allegedly tried to set her boyfriend on fire because he wouldn't celebrate her new job at a Subway restaurant, according to a report. Now, have you ever been tried to set on fire? Has somebody been so mad at you that they ever tried to set you on fire?
No.
I've tried to set myself. I didn't try. I accidentally kind of sort of set myself on fire a few times, but that was another story.
Mm-hmm. No, not.
Have you ever experienced spontaneous combustion?
No, I did singe the hair off my arm when I was cooking 100 and so hamburgers the other day when we were at our party. But
well, that didn't count.
That's the closest I've ever come to it. All right. Before you continue on, I have put her picture in the show notes. If you want to scroll beneath the credits, there you can see what a handsome woman this is.
Oh, dear God!
Now. Erica and
I. They ain't gonna let her near the damn bread.
Erica and I had a little back and forth via email trying to figure out who Kathy Jones here looks like.
Ooh, let me play. I wanna play.
Who do you think she looks like?
God, I can't pull it. I see it.
Once you say who your guess is, if you scroll down again even farther to the bottom of the document, you'll see who my determination was.
It's a dude, though. I can't pull it. It's an actor. I can't pull it.
Oh, now I know who you're talking. So now that I'm looking at it,
it's not Bugsby. It's not Busby or whatever his name is. It's
Buster Poindexter.
No,
I mean she does look like Buster Poindexter now.
No, she doesn't.
You know who Buster Poindexter is?
Of course, I know who Buster Poindexter is.
How you feeling?
Hot. What does he do?
How you feeling?
I know. Hot. All right, here we go.
All right, wait. So did you scroll down?
No. Oh, wait. Is that Meatloaf?
No, that's John Mellencamp.
No, you cannot. No.
She looks like John Mellencamp.
All right, maybe a little bit. I thought it was Meatloaf.
Old John Mellencamp.
All right, here we go. John Mellencamp. Kathy Jones, age 46, was arrested on one count of each aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and a criminal damage for the December the 11th incident. KHOU reported. The man, who is also her roommate, told investigators she sprayed him with lighter fluid and then threw matches at him. Lit matches at him. That's even worse.
Yes.
That's dangerous. Jones told police that although she had no memory of committing the allegation, she did recall being angry the victim wasn't interested in commending her for her new job.
I mean, it's Subway. I'm pretty sure they don't even drug test there.
Jones had...
Imbibed?
What the fuck? I have never seen that word before.
Drank.
Jones had drank two Smirnoff Ice vodka drinks and two drinks with rum, according to charges. She's being held on 15,000.
Smirnoff Ice doesn't have vodka. It's a malt beverage.
It's malt liquor. Yeah.
Anyway.
She sprayed him with lighter fluid and threw lit matches at him.
That seems excessive.
Wow.
For not wanting to say, hey, yeah, let's get drunk because you're working at Subway now.
Woo. I sing John Mellencamp songs. I don't think I can do them anymore.
You're going to think of Kathy Jones every time.
And that's our Listener Quickie Stories this week. Folks, if you have a story you'd like us to cover on the Quickie Show, whether it's in your local news or a personal story of some dumbass you know, send us an email to floridamenpodcast@gmail.com. Southernaudioproductions.com.
This podcast was recorded at Southern Audio Production Studios in Fort Myers, Florida, and mixed in an Arizona sandwich shop.
Really? And as always, we'll finish up tonight
with the Ballad of the Florida Man.
Florida Man, Florida Man. It might be crazy, might be stupid. He's a Florida Man. He's got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. It's a mobile tiny house inside. It's Florida Man, Florida Man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida Man, Florida Man. He's a dumbass, but we love him, he's a Florida Man.
The preceding podcast is copyright 2020 Shadyside Media, LLC. All rights reserved.